What's going on, Pine Hills? It's your girl, Sarai Antoine, and you know how we do every Wednesday and Thursday. It's Student Highlight of the Week. And today we have a very special guest in the studio, and he is the first ever student from Oak Ridge High School that I'm interviewing, so I'm excited. His name is Janavis Link. Janavis, say what's up. Tell him that you're here live in the studio.
How y'all doing? Good to be with you all today.
All right, Janavis. So I already said what high school you go to. What grade are you in?
I'm in the 12th grade, almost over with.
All right, so that means you're a senior. You excited?
I am.
All righty. So what organizations do you partake in at Oak Ridge?
Quite a bit. I'm in Elevate Orlando, SGA. I'm over public relations for the senior class. I also serve as historian for the Oak Ridge chapter of FFA, which is Future Farmers of America. I serve as the athletic manager for the varsity cheerleaders. I'm also the student assistant for the guidance department and front office. And I also am part of the TV production department. And I guest star every now and then on the school news.
All right. With all that, like, what motivates you as a person?
What motivates me as a person is the fact that I just simply want to do well and be well in life. Was motivated by Coretta Scott King, the widow of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and her works, you know, have inspired me, you know, like after her husband's assassination, instead of her saying, you know what, I'll see y'all later, I'm going to raise my four children, she went to Memphis the next day and continued to lead those marches for the sanitation workers, and then a few months later, she established the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta, and she fought very hard for nearly 20 years, actually, to get Martin Luther King Jr. Day recognized as a national holiday. So I'm motivated by her tenacity and her strength.
All right, that's amazing, and the fact that you know all the history behind that. Look, you educated me, so I'm excited. So what is your contribution to your community?
Simply just volunteering in, you know, in churches, various churches, try to help out where I can, you know, sometimes helping with the youth of a church, trying to, I guess, be a mentor to them, and not only just church, but also on the campus of Oak Ridge. Because of that, I've got the name of either, some call me Bishop, or some call me Uncle, because they say I'm like that uncle that's always at the family cookout,
you know, the one that's always laughing, making jokes.
With the plaid shorts.
I can see it. It's like, I can see the vision. So what are your plans after high school?
Right now, my plans after high school, I plan on going to Valencia College for the first 2 years. That will help with the transition from college, from high school to college. And then after that, I'm going to go into the other 2 years at a major university, most likely UCF. Then after graduating from UCF, I plan on going to get my doctorate in divinity. Still trying to figure out what college, maybe Morehouse or maybe Jacksonville Theological Seminary. So I want to get a doctorate in divinity, but I also want to be a high school history teacher. So
that is lit. So how has being a pioneer influenced you, not only as a student, but a person?
Well, a pioneer, of course, is someone who blazes a trail, who's a trailblazer, who is different. So it just motivates me to continue to be different, because different people make different changes in society. They step out of tradition. They step out of the box.
And you stepping out the box.
I stepped out the box and then realized that there is no box. It was just me.
Wow. Okay, come through. So if you had any advice to give, what would you tell people that are listening?
My first advice would be to always keep God first. Always acknowledge Him in whatever you say and do. And just strive to be the best person that you can be. Going back to the simple rules that they taught us when we were little, treat others the way you want to be treated, you know. Just be a kind person, because my grandmother used to always tell me that manners will take you where money can't. So you may not have the money to go somewhere, but being kind and being nice will get you places. And Dr. Maya Angelou also said, people may forget what you said, what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel. So always continue to treat people right and you'll get far in life.
Oh my God, like I felt chills running down my body. Like, you are a motivational speaker, and it was my pleasure interviewing you. And do you have any last words you want to say to the people that are listening? Shout out your family, your friends, your school. This is your time to shine.
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Jonas Ko and Mr. Jimmy Rodriguez, my two male advisors at the Oak Ridge chapter of Elevate Orlando. I also have to give a shout out to my mother, a single mother, Miss Vanika Brown. I cannot end this without giving a shout out to my grandmother who is deceased. Her name was Dolores Ling, and she, her as well as my mother, they took their time and groomed me and taught me the importance of, I guess, being dignified and being different. So I cannot forget about my mother, my grandmother, and those two young men who helped motivate me on a day-to-day basis.
All right, that's what's up. So you guys heard it here live at 98.5 The Wire. You know how we do every Wednesday and Thursday. Stay tuned next week for another student, another face here in the studio. Thank you for tuning in.